Audio Renaissance presents Saucer, The Conquest by Stephen Kuntz. Read for you by Eric Conger. Prologue, July 1947. The train eased slowly out of the blackness of the desert night into the spotlights. As the three locomotives hissed steam, soldiers piled off the train and rushed away to form a perimeter. Newton Chadwick stood with the small knot of civilians under the lights, looking up at the giant black shroud that covered the flatbed car behind the engines. It was huge, rising over 70 feet in the air. A dozen workers in hard hats stripped the protective shroud off the large circular object on the flat car. Then they began the task of rigging a harness so that the crane permanently mounted beside the track, one normally used to handle steel girders used to construct towers to test nuclear weapons, could offload the object onto a waiting lowboy. The senior civilian turned and solemnly shook hands with each of his colleagues. Newton Chadwick was the youngest of the group, just 22. A child prodigy, genius, and physics superstar, he had been thrown out of four universities for drunkenness, antisocial behavior, lewd and lascivious conduct, and, at the last institution, burning down his dormitory when an unattended still in the attic caught fire. Newton was tall, pencil-thin, and gawky, with flaming red hair and an awesome collection of freckles. His father, a wealthy distributor of soda fountain equipment, had been unable to overlook the obvious fact.